He says he still has an occasional glass of wine or a beer, but the 74-year-old says about a year ago he just got fed up with drinking. Remember, you can find us online, our redesigned websites at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. At 11:02, it's 34 degrees in Flemington, and there were a few snowflakes in the air while I was on my way. But they seem to have stopped, and it almost looks like the sun is about to peek out.
Was that the snowstorm they predicted?
I think so.
That was the
snowstorm. That was it.
What? Here we go with exaggerating weather again. Did they name that winter storm that just came through?
Yes, it was Jim Thatch. The rest of the day is going to be a slight chance of rain, cloudy with a high of 40. Chance of precipitation is only 50%. I'll take that bet. And the total daytime snow accumulation is less than half an inch. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 33. Friday, there's a slight chance of rain showers and freezing rain before 7 a.m. Then a chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, of a high of 48. And then Saturday, there's more rain likely, but it's going to be a high of 50.
Who's got a birthday today? Happy birthday to you!
Who has a birthday today?
My Uncle Jim and my father.
This is supposed to be one of our Christmas shows. I mean, I never say no to Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney.
I know, but I asked you for a Christmas song, and you didn't give me one.
I told you I was going to sing, and you ignored me.
Well, you can sing after Paul sings.
Okay, happy birthday to who?
My uncle and my father.
Oh, well, that's right. It's your father's birthday. And your uncle, your father's brother?
No, his brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
They're exactly 10 years apart.
Oh. Well, happy birthday to them. What's your dad doing to celebrate his birthday?
He had ballet last night.
He what?
Had ballet last night.
Oh, that's right. He's learning ballet. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yes.
It's an amazing man, your father.
He is.
Morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's less than 2 weeks to Christmas. We're finally in that small window where the rest of the world is getting ready to welcome the holiday, like I have been doing for the last several weeks.
6 months.
And I don't want to talk about anything else but Christmas on today's show. Is that possible?
Once Paul's finished. Once Sir Paul's
the Hunterdon Harmonizers made their annual visit to HCL last night. We'll recap that show and all of our holiday programs so far. Jennifer says the sole purpose of a child's middle name is so they can tell when they're really in trouble. The winners of the HCL Gingerbread Competition will be announced tonight. All of that and a lot more on today's Library Show.
Good morning, Jimmy Ray.
Jimmy Ray? Why is that?
Isn't that your middle name?
James Raymond Thatch.
Yes, Jimmy Ray.
Is that my new nickname? I don't like it.
I didn't think you did.
No one's ever called me that in my life. I've had some weird nicknames over the years, but never that one.
There you go.
What was your nickname growing up?
Munchkin.
Munchkin? Your parents called you that.
No, my parents didn't call me that. That's what my friends called me.
Your friends called you Munchkin?
Mm-hmm.
All through, like,
not
your
my
childhood?
I mean, not friends. It was like a teasing nickname.
What did your friends call you? What nickname did your friends call you? Your term of endearment nickname.
I didn't really have one. I'm not really a person to endear. You know that.
That's not true. What was it like? I've seen pictures of you when you were that cute little girl. What was your nickname?
I didn't have one, especially.
No? Okay. I was going to tell you mine. It's embarrassing.
I told you mine.
So it's a library show. The Hundred and Harmonizers.
How was it?
If you live in Hunterdon County, you know who the Hundred and Harmonizers are.
I got to tell you, it was pretty funny. Our director, it's his first Christmas season with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me and he said, why is there a coat rack in the sitting area in the back? I'm like, I don't know. Let's go see. And then when I saw it was the meeting room coat rack, I said, oh, this is the dressing room for the Harmonizers. And then our head of children's called me and said, there's a strange trailer parked up against the library.
Yeah, so that's their stage.
That's the Harmonizers.
That they bring. So every year, for the last several years, more than 10, I can't remember exactly. Actually, it was very interesting. So there's a family, Jennifer, mm-hmm. that comes and gets there early and sits in the front row for at least the last 8 years.
Really?
And the boy now is probably 11 or 12. But
oh, wow.
He's been coming since he was preschool. And he loves this show, and they sit in the front row. So it was kind of interesting to see him grow up, kind of with the Harmonizers. And the youngest child in the group wasn't even born when they first started coming
wow.
to see the Harmonizers at the library. So I told the crowd when I introduced the Harmonizers that it was the library's Christmas card to them was
aww.
This show. And it kind of is. So the Harmonizers, last weekend they put on their full Christmas show at 100 and Central.
Did you get in?
Yeah, I got in, and it was good, very good. They had an 11-year-old vocalist from Clinton who just has an amazing voice for an 11-year-old girl, and she sang some songs. But the Harmonizers came last night and sang all the Christmas classics and, you know, goofed around and had a lot of fun with the songs and a lot of audience participation, and people just love it. We had a full house. We had refreshments for our patrons and for the Harmonizers. It's just a lot of fun. We do it every year. If you've never seen the Hundred and Harmonizers perform, I highly recommend it. So the whole chorus was there last night. It wasn't just a quartet of harmonizers. We had about 26, 27 harmonizers standing on risers, belting out all the favorite holiday classics and introducing each song. They do a great job. They're just a great group of performers and pleased to have them every year. And that was just one of our several holiday programs. And the next one is tonight, actually. We have two things going on tonight. If you have been to the Hunterdon County Library, you know that our lobby and gallery areas are awash with gingerbread houses. We have 47 gingerbread creations decorating the lower level of the Hunterdon County Library. If you haven't been by, I suggest you do so before Christmas. There are some very clever and some very inventive gingerbread creations there. But tonight's the big night. We announce the winners. And as you know, this year there's a $200 Best in Show prize that we'll be giving out, as well as the Best Hunterdon Scene, Best Storybook Scene, Public's Choice, first place in the individual categories, which are professional adult kids, groups, and families. So we're going to have a nice big reception for all the people who participated in the gingerbread show. We'll have refreshments. We'll give out the awards. And then right after that, Jennifer has...
Now, Michael Norris is going to do a presentation from Saint to Santa. He's going to explore how the Turkish bishop evolved into one of Christianity's most beloved saints. Then in American artwork, we'll see Nicholas change again into Santa Claus. And a lot of the original Santa Claus, modern Santa Claus drawings, are located right in Morristown at McCullough Hall. And they're on display right now.
Those
Thomas
Nass. Those are Nass pictures? Are in Morristown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Was he from the area? Where's Thomas Nass from?
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So a lot of people probably come into the gingerbread show. I kept the chairs up. So we figured we could have
it right
in that room. And I put a table up front that you could put all the prizes on.
We have to talk about tables.
For the 300th?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I talked to the woman last night. There's 11 tables in the meeting room for them to use.
Super. They were very concerned.
Yes, I talked to the woman last night. She said, well, these tables aren't coming down. But there are because of another program we had last Saturday, which was highly successful. Since we're talking about tables, I'll lead into our mix and measure program that Kathy Monty from our youth services department hosted last Saturday at the library. Kids came in and made gingerbread Play-Doh as well as other activities and spent the day... I'm having some holiday fun.
There were a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun.
And they delivered a lot of tables, Jennifer, that are still there, in which the 300th group can use this weekend when they have their holiday program, which I looked, they're going to have a whole day affair with kids making crafts, and it's all going to wrap up with a showing of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
So it's a good day that the 100 and Tricentennial Committee is hosting. If you want more information about that program, go to 100and300th.com, I believe,
dot
is their
org.
Website, dot org, and get the information on that. That will be at the 100 and County Library.
And Marcia,
as well.
If you're listening, we got you covered with tables.
Tables are covered. Whoever, her little elf she sent last night.
Well, she said, no, Marcia said, I heard there were tables last night. And I said, well, let me check that they weren't harmonizers' tables.
No, they are.
And they will be there for Saturday.
They use for the mix and measure program.
I should have known Jim Thatch was on it. Jimmy Ray Thatch was on it.
Well,
country singer.
I told the woman to make sure that they don't take them back before Saturday, whoever brought them.
Excellent.
But so that's, and then what else have we had, Jennifer? The Fiddlers have already visited us. Fred Miller and his annual American Christmas show has already occurred. At the North County Branch.
You had Eric Mantel already?
Tonight at the North County Branch, a Summer Swing Christmas. The Summer Swing Orchestra, who usually performs for us outdoors in the summer, will be performing a holiday show. So you can expect Sleigh Ride and other holiday classics like that up at the North County Branch tonight.
And Saturday,
probably not too late to sign up.
Saturday, the Enslows will be doing a Colonial Christmas, a Founding Fathers Christmas. At the North County Branch.
And then next week at the North County Branch Library, but I believe it's already folded up, Jennifer, is a holiday centerpiece workshop. Actually, two of them, but both filled up quickly. So we're trying to maybe have a third workshop
Summer Swing is filled. Enslow's are filled.
Jennifer Winberry and go up the door. I believe there's a waiting list for them.
There are waiting lists, but they're almost filled as well. But the music... Just come and sit outside the door and listen.
Yes, you can hear it throughout the library. We don't like to turn anybody away. So this has got to be our most successful holiday season ever. All of the programs, the gingerbread contests, record amount of people at the Fiddlers. Fred had a huge crowd. The Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet did their jazz holiday at two locations, the North County Branch and the 100 County Library. Both shows filled to capacity. The 100 and Harmonizers last night. Filled to capacity. I'm expecting the gingerbread reception tonight to be a full room with a lot of people staying to see Sate and Santa. We love the holidays at the 100 County Library, and we endeavor to make them as wonderful for you as possible. We decorate the lobbies. I have vintage 25-year-old murals that I painted in my infancy at the 100 County Library that are hanging up. So you want to see a little nostalgia there. Some of my best work that I unearthed this year that I didn't even know I still kept are now on display above the gingerbread houses in some parts of the library. So if you need a quick fix this holiday season, the place to stop is the 100 County Library. No question about that. And we're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll come back right after this with Today in History.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatcher. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winberry. Time for Today in History. I had a trivia morning this morning at Heron Glen Golf Course, Jennifer, for Safe and Hunted, in a great local organization headed by Leslie Gable. Do you know who Leslie Gable is?
I do. She's also a Leadership Hunterdon alum.
Yes.
And she came to a couple of our programs.
She was actually named by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Businesswoman of the Year for 2018.
Congratulations.
So we had a little Safe and Hunterdon trivia breakfast at Heron Glen this morning. And coincidentally or not coincidentally, Jennifer, you always like to see one team was made up of law enforcement. And you like to, you always think that they're very observant, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they are, Jennifer, because we had one round that was short-term memory where we gave each team a picture and they had to study the picture. Then you took it away and asked some questions about the picture. Every team got clobbered on it except for the law enforcement team. They only missed 1 out of 10.
That's good.
So that's your Hunterdon County law enforcement are on the ball.
Good to hear.
They're very observant. I'll see how observant Jennifer is with history. Particular history that happened on December 13th in years past. I'll ask Jennifer questions on events that happened on December 13th and also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on December 13th and see if she knows who they are. Just by hearing their names. Go back to December 13th, 1636, Jennifer. The Massachusetts Bay Colony, Jennifer, you may realize them as the Pilgrims, organized 3 militia regiments to defend the colony against the Pequot Indians. Jennifer, this organization is still in existence today, and it is known by what name? That was the formation of the National Guard.
I should have said it.
Interesting, right?
Yes.
The National Guard was formed in the Massachusetts Bay Colony back in 1636.
I should not be afraid to say things.
To defend against the Indians. Okay, Jennifer, 1642. Who was the first recorded European to sight New Zealand? And I only say this, and this isn't going to help you at all, because I didn't know this person's name, and this person's name is actually a famous racehorse that races today. And I always wondered where they got this name from. It's a famous filly that is a grade one stakes winner. This is trained by Bob Baffert.
You're not helping me. So
no,
just
you're not going to help. The name is Abel Tasman. I didn't know who that was, but Abel Tasman, Jennifer, was the first recorded European to sight New Zealand.
That's interesting, because
1642.
Tasman, like Tasmanian devil. That's a,
there you go.
A root word.
So that's probably where Tasmania was named after, Abel Tasman. We learned a little bit about Abel Tasman today. 1862, Jennifer, the American Civil War. It's the Battle of Fredericksburg. It was Lee against Burnside. Who won?
Burnside.
Nope, Lee beat Burnside of Fredericksburg, Jennifer.
Of course,
Burnside.
Because we've never heard of Burnside.
Burnside actually known famous today for what? What is he most famous for?
Losing to Lee at Fredericksburg.
No more important than that. The sideburns, Jennifer. Sideburns came from General Ambrose Burnside. I don't know
how
why
unfortunate.
They flipped it, but he was famous for his big sideburns.
How unfortunate.
Okay, Jennifer, 1972, the Apollo program. Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt began the third and final extravehicular activity, or moonwalk, on this date. This is the last moonwalk that we have had. It was in 1972. Which mission was it?
Apollo 14.
Apollo 17. Apollo 17 was the last mission where men walked on the moon, and it happened on this date in 1972, Jennifer. Okay, then, and finally, in 2003, on December 13th, the success of Operation Red Dawn during the Iraq War. What was Operation Red Dawn? And it was successful on this date.
Oddly enough, I don't recall.
Red Dawn was the capture of former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. Captured on this date in 2003. Okay, people born on December 13th in 1818, Jennifer, coincidentally the same year that Silent Night was first performed on Christmas Eve in Austria. Mary Todd Lincoln was born.
I know, she was, and everyone's disappointed that Google didn't do a Google Doodle today. She was the Abraham Lincoln's wife.
Yeah, why were they disappointed?
Well, I think she's a pretty important thing.
Was she? A lot of people hold her not in such high regard for being a distraction to the old rail splitter, like, because they lost children, and I mean, rightfully so. She lived her life in grief. She lost two or three children in their youth, and she had a hard time getting over it. I believe she was institutionalized later in her life.
That's very sad.
It is very
sad. No reason not to have a Google Doodle.
No, I guess that's true. 1925, Jennifer, December 13th, the great Dick Van Dyke.
He is Uncle Albert in... No, not Uncle Albert. He's Bert in the original Mary Poppins.
Very good. Any other movies?
He was in a whole slew of Disney movies. He did the Dick Van Dyke Show.
What other big children's movie did he do?
Oh, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Very good. And then coincidentally, or not coincidentally, born on the same date in 1929, Christopher Plummer.
Oh, I love Christopher Plummer. He was in The Sound of Music.
So why is it a coincidence with him and Dick Van Dyke? That they were both born on the same day?
Well, they both weren't in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No. But they both co-starred with Julie Andrews in probably two of the biggest movie musicals of all
okay.
time.
Oh, okay. I see where your head goes. I was also going to say he's the father of Amanda Plummer, who was in Pulp Fiction.
Which role was she?
The girlfriend, who when they robbed the diner in the beginning.
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah.
And Christopher Plummer...
Honey Bunny?
Honey Bunny. And Christopher Plummer was just in a movie with Vera Farmiga. From White House Station.
Yeah.
The cranky father, and they rode cross country with him to dump him at the other sisters. Watch out.
So Christopher Plummer and Dick Van Dyke both starred Julie Andrews in probably two of the biggest movie musicals of all time, Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. That was the common thread I was going for there, Jennifer.
I see.
1957, Steve Buscemi was born.
Oh, he was just in Death of Stalin.
Was he?
Yes, you have to take my word for it.
I'm not going to see that.
Oh, it is hysterical. You should.
It's hysterical.
It's very funny.
Don't like comedy movies.
No, but it's a dark comedy. It's really funny.
It's based
on a graphic novel.
You went there thinking it wasn't a comedy, and you got tricked.
No, I knew it was. It's really good.
So, Steve Buscemi, anything else?
But he's one of those guys that you're like, oh, yeah, he was in that. Oh, yeah.
Plays a lot of bad guys in a lot of movies. Yeah. He was in, I don't know, he was in a ton of things.
He was in, wasn't he in
He was in Armageddon. He was the voice of the bad monster in Monsters, Inc. He was in Fargo.
He was in Boardwalk Empire, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, Nucky Johnson. There you go. That's probably his biggest role.
Reservoir Dogs.
Nucky Johnson in Boardwalk Empire. And then finally, 1967, Jennifer, Jamie Foxx.
He was on. He was in The Living Color. He was. Did he play Ray Charles?
Very
in the
good.
Movie?
That's the ding 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 answer. Won an Academy Award for his
portrayal.
I can
ding 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 anything I want.
Yeah. No comment. Ray Charles, Academy Award winner, portraying Ray Charles in the movie Ray. And then finally, died on this date, Jennifer, in 1961, Grandma Moses.
She was an American. Would you say folk artist or not?
Yes, I would.
Yeah,
say
I don't mean not in a demeaning way, but very detailed.
She was 99 years old. No, she was 100
years old
when she died. Yeah. Very famous. She was from Hoosick Falls, New York, which we passed through on the way to Vermont, right near Bennington, Vermont. Good friend of Norman Rockwell's, who lived in Arlington, Vermont at that time. So they were pretty much neighbors back in the 40s in the World War II era. So Grandma Moses died on the stage. If you'd like to see Grandma Moses' work, go to the Bennington Museum in Bennington, Vermont. They have her schoolhouse where I believe she worked, and then they have a replication of her studio and a lot of her original work on display in the Bennington Museum in Bennington, Vermont. And that's my travel tip today. Welcome to Travel Corner, a new feature on the Library Show.
So you went to see, are you finished with Today in History?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You went to see Mannheim Steamroller. How were they?
I did. Mannheim Steamroller, they were good. Not typically my type of music, but they put on a good show.
Sirius is having like a Mannheim Steamroller.
The funny thing is, a lot of people get Mannheim Steamroller and Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
I think they get them confused. I have a feeling half the people in that audience thought they were seeing the other one.
But you saw it at the Count Basie Theater.
Yes.
And I was going to tell you, when we lived in Shrewsbury, they used to have an afternoon for families, and they would do fairy tales, little musicals, and we saw it.
They still do plays, and they show movies.
Yeah, it was a nice...
It's a neat theater.
Small town theater.
But now it's huge. It's like a Broadway theater.
Now it's like world class.
Small town. It still needs a little work. The seats are very tight. Very tight. But it's very nice. Had dinner beforehand at the Dublin House. If you're ever in the Red Bank area, I highly suggest the Dublin House on Monmouth Street. Beautiful restaurant. And if you love Irish food, well, then there you go. It's just an added bonus. Where's your favorite old Red Bank restaurant that you used to eat at? Brothers?
No.
Danny's?
I had pizza at Danny's one time.
I don't think Danny's is there. Brothers is still there.
There was a place we used to go to on Sunday afternoons.
Pretty, what's the one down by
regularly?
The river?
Molly Pitcher Inn?
Not the Molly Pitcher. That's still there, but what's the one?
There was another one we went to.
The German restaurant kind of down by the river.
It was like along the lines of the Molly, of, you know, yeah. It was like an up, a little upscale.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about the
I'm
same
sure people,
place.
Like my parents walked in with three kids and they were like,
his
what
name
are you
was
doing
Dieter
here?
That owned it.
But yeah, we learned how to behave ourselves.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up. It was down by the hospital. What was the name of that restaurant? You have to look that up at the commercial break. That's going to drive me crazy, Jennifer.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so are we going to try to stick to our thing about talking about only Christmas? How's your Christmas plans coming?
Today's all about birthday.
Oh. Nothing little about Christmas? Is your dad a big Christmas fan? I would say he would. He's not? Oh, I'm surprised. Your mother a Christmas fan?
You have to work up to it.
Is Christmas, was it not a big thing in your house growing up?
No, it was a big thing, but you have to like work up to it.
What were some childhood Christmas traditions that you remember that maybe you don't do anymore, but
you
wish
you
did?
Oh, no, we still do. It wasn't Christmas until my father cursed at the Christmas tree.
Okay, did he do it this year yet?
No, they haven't. Usually they didn't get their tree till right before Christmas, and it didn't go up till Christmas Eve. But now they're doing it ahead of time because they're going to be away in January.
Cursed because it won't look...
Because it's too big, it doesn't fit, it's not straight, the lights are big.
When which curse word does he use? Let's test the FCC here.
We have no FCC regulations, but I'm not.
What letter does it begin with, or does it change every
It varies.
That's nice. What else do you have?
Well, we would always go to my mother's house on Christmas Eve afternoon. And like I did not know growing up that the rest of the world worked on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I know. Even at the Huntington County Library, right?
Yes.
Did you bring Christmas trivia today, by the way? I thought you had them all set for the
year.
I
do.
But you forgot it.
No, it's right here.
Oh, awesome. So why are you holding out on me?
I'm not. You didn't ask me.
Okay, just a quick note. It's 11:30. At 12 noon, Jim Gannot will come in.
I still see no snow.
Jim Gannot will come in with his show, Taking Care of Business, at 12 noon. And Jim Gannot, we want to thank him for providing the ribbons for tonight's gingerbread reception and competition. That was highly successful this year. Biggest turnout we've ever had, Jennifer.
Yeah, and some of them are very, very clever.
Some of them are amazing. You could go to our web Facebook page. If you can't stop in the library, go to the Huntington County
But why
library
can't you stop Facebook in the library?
Page. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason, Jennifer.
For the next 2 weeks, you got to have time.
Maybe somebody can't get out. We have books for the homebound at the Huntington County Library, Jennifer, for just this reason.
We do. We do. All right. So what I have is I have a brief description of a holiday movie.
I love it.
And you have to guess. But here's the thing. I'm lazy, and it's in chronological order. So it's going to make it a tad bit easier.
Just skip around.
All right. All right. We'll start with the earliest one, 1934.
Are you going to give me the year?
I'm not going to give you the year. I'm just telling you where we're going to start.
Okay.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's adaptation of Victor Herbert's operetta starred Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, March of the Wooden Soldiers. Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland. That is correct.
I haven't seen that in forever. Have you? That was very
dark. They used to show it on Thanksgiving.
Wasn't it Barnabas or Barnaby or something? What was the bad guy's name?
Bartleby? I don't remember. Yeah.
And that's Bartleby the Scrivener. That's a book by Herman Melville.
Here's one for you. A horse racing fan has a month to pay back the money that he borrowed from a gangster just before Christmas.
Oh, that's The Lemon Drop Kid.
It sure
starring
is.
Bob Hope. Introducing the song to the world, Silver Bells.
This one I would not have said was a Christmas movie. But here you go. It's not Gremlins. It's not Die Hard.
Serendipity.
Randall McMurphy and other patients celebrate Christmas in the institution.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
See, this is what I'm saying.
That was Christmas? Interesting. Yes. That's the first I've heard of that being in the Christmas genre.
Again, another one I wouldn't put in Christmas.
I'll stop you when I think I know it, because I would have gotten that one after Randall McMurphy.
Mismatched buddy cops thwart a drug smuggling operation.
Buddy cops. Drug smuggling at Christmas?
In 1987. I wouldn't have put it in this.
I don't know. 48 hours.
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah. I've heard some people say that. Should have got that one, Jennifer.
Refusing to give up her belief in Santa Claus, Jessica Riggs, a child, discovers a hurt animal in the woods.
Prancer.
Correct.
I haven't seen that one recently either.
This one I know you've seen recently. A food writer must entertain her boss and a returning war hero for the holidays.
Oh, Christmas in Connecticut.
Yes.
I did just recently see that.
Three escaped prisoners hide out in the home of a kindly shopkeeper and repay his kindness by helping him and his family out of several crises.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You must have seen this.
Give me the initials.
Let me find a star for you.
Three criminals.
Humphrey Bogart, Peter Ustinov, and Aldo Ray.
Is it like the three godfathers or something?
No. God, you're close.
What?
We're No Angels.
We're No Angels? Mm-hmm. Oh, I might have to check that one out.
And it was remade in 1989. In a manner of speaking, with Robert De Niro and Sean Penn and Demi Moore. This was two escaped cons. They passed themselves off as priests to go to Canada.
I'm going to see the original with
So I'm not even sure if it's a remake or just a, use the title.
Gotcha.
And this one was also remade. An angel helps a bishop to change his life and save his marriage.
The preacher's wife or the bishop's wife.
That is correct. Oh, that's a different trivia. Eight very different couples and their love lives.
Love Actually?
Mm-hmm. After assuming his dead cellmate's identity to get with the other man's girlfriend.
Wait, what?
After assuming his dead cellmate's identity.
Oh, his dead cellmate.
To get with the other man's girlfriend, an ex-con finds himself a reluctant participant in a casino heist.
What the heck? That can't be a Christmas movie. What?
Reindeer Games.
Oh, really? That's what that's about? So that's, I didn't know there was a supernatural element to that.
The mascot of Halloween grows tired of having to be scary and decides...
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Correct. This one I would not call a Christmas movie either. Okay. I didn't even realize it was a Christmas party. Dr. Bill Harford experiences a series of dreamlike nocturnal erotic interactions juxtaposed against the backdrop of Christmas in New York City. It's a Stanley Kubrick film. Nicole Kidman. Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, never saw that one. I've heard of it. Interesting.
Let's see. A businessman is shown by his guardian angel on Christmas Eve what the world would be like. That you were going to interrupt me.
It's a wonderful life.
Yes. The Smith family prepares to move to New York after Christmas.
Oh, that's Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yes. A New York gangster and his girlfriend attempt to turn street beggar Apple Annie into a society lady when she learns that her daughter is about to marry into royalty.
I don't know. Little Match Girl.
Pocket Full of Miracles. This room looks like the inside of a goat's stomach.
famous line from that movie.
Uh-huh. Famous line from my family. Another, I didn't think this was Christmas. A boy inadvertently breaks three important rules concerning his new Christmas present.
Oh, that's Gremlins.
That's Gremlins. New York City cop saves a Christmas party from a group of robbers. Die Hard.
Oh. New York City threw me off.
This title character helps Santa Claus as he searches for his successor. And then there was a Sesame Street playoff on this title.
Santa Claus is looking for a successor, and this title character helps him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh, gotcha.
The story of where Santa Claus came from and his attempts to save Christmas after his elf gets mixed up with the evil toy tycoon.
Right, that's Santa Claus, the movie or something.
Yes.
Dudley Moore as the elf.
I like Dudley.
The sheriff in The Homecoming as Santa Claus. How about that?
Wow. A magical train.
John Lithgow is the evil toy man.
A magical train takes a boy.
The Polar Express.
When a suburban couple decides to forego Christmas
festivities. The Christmas with the Cranks.
A live-action film of a beloved Christmas tale.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yes. A dark comedy about a thief disguised as Santa Claus.
Bad Santa.
I'm just going to give you the last one because you know it, and the page is finished. A man raised as an elf.
Elf.
New York poll. musicians prepare for a white Christmas at a cozy lodge.
Holiday Inn? No, White
yes.
Christmas.
No, Holiday Inn. That is correct. A priest and a nun who have a friendly rivalry must try to save their school from being shut down.
Bells of St. Mary's.
An old man claims to be Santa Claus.
It could be any one of
them. And a lawyer defends him in court.
Oh, Miracle on 34th Street.
Let's see. All right, I could see the Cozy Lodge. Musicians bring Irving Berlin's lyrics to a New England lodge, this time in Vermont.
That's White Christmas.
That's White Christmas. Ralphie.
That was the same set for both movies. Did you know that?
I did. Just different angles.
And different, like 10 years apart or something, right?
12, yes. Ralphie has to convince his parents.
A Christmas Story.
Drago is challenged to an unsanctioned...
Rocky IV?
Which I actually saw on Christmas Day.
I guess it takes place on Christmas Day.
It does. In the Soviet Union. A child sick at Christmas time is given a book as a present by his grandfather.
Not the Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride, in fact.
Oh.
An 8-year-old boy is mistakenly left behind during Christmas.
Home Alone?
And then John McClane attempts to avert disaster on Christmas Eve.
Die Hard?
Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
That happens on Christmas too?
Yes.
They couldn't even get away from the holiday.
Nope. So, he did very well.
It's my pet peeve of movies where they always try to, like, people repeat lines and things, and they always, I know they do for the audience, like, wow, they said that in the first one, but I don't like that, Jennifer. I think it's lazy screenwriting, but that's just me.
That's just you. You did very well.
Thank you.
Now, are you going to be here next week? Are we doing the show next week?
I'm not sure. So, program, though, for next week, I'm off for the whole week, I think. I might have to stop in a couple of times because I got some stuff to do. I didn't get everything.
All right. Well, you'll let me know, but...
If we don't, what are you going to do? Special holiday show?
No, I'm going to play archive. It's not the same without you. It's not the same.
All right. Well, I have a Christmas poem to read then today just in case I'm not here. I hope I have it with me.
Because I have more.
I left it on the copy.
I have more trivia.
Oh, awesome! Let's do it then. Because I left it on the copy. I'm going to have to come in next week to do this.
Well, then, do you want me to save the trivia till next week?
No,
because
I might not come in. I don't know, Jennifer. It's hard to pin me down today. I'm like a
will-o'-wisp,
goat stomach, or whatever your line is.
Inside of a goat stomach. Okay, so I'm going to tell you.
Will-o-the-wisp, that was very good off the top of your head.
What?
A will-o'-the-wisp. Something hard to
You know what? I was thinking of a sound. I was going back to A Sound of Music. How do you solve Maria? A problem like Maria?
How do you?
She's a will-o'-wisp. Okay,
so. Is that a line from the new song?
Yes. How do you solve a problem like Maria? So what I have is I have a list of.
I did that. I was announcing a volleyball game once. And I shouldn't have done it. But the one girl on Central Scene was named Maria. I forget her last name. But she was serving, and she kept getting ace after ace. So the team called the timeout. They had to cut all timeout because they, you know, she was killing them. So as they come up the court, I go, Madison High School calls a timeout to try to answer the question, how do you solve a problem like Maria? I looked at the crowd. Everybody's like, what is he talking about? Mm. Okay, no Sound of Music fans and volleyball. They're mutually exclusive, Jennifer. I learned that the hard way. Okay, what are we doing? You're counting silently
okay,
over there.
I have 19, and I think it's a pretty exhaustive list. I can't be certain.
If it's you, Jennifer, it's exhaustive.
That's exhausting. I'm going to tell you something. They're all versions of Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And see if you can tell me the name of it or the year or something about it.
Okay, wait, one more time? So you're going to tell me...
I have 19 versions of A Christmas Carol.
Okay, so you're going to tell me a star or something unique about that one?
Right, or I may tell you what year it was and a little bit about it, and you tell me the star.
Gotcha.
Because some of them are just called A Christmas Carol.
Gotcha.
All right, well, let's start with Jennifer's favorite.
Is this the Alistair Sim one?
Yep, 1951.
That was 51? Okay.
Yes, and it's just called Scrooge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why don't we go to Jim's favorite?
That'd be the Patrick Stewart one. That's got to be made in the 2000s.
1999.
Oh, okay.
And who, what channel adapted it? Who started it? Who first played it?
TBS or something?
The Hallmark Channel.
Did they?
They did.
Oh, when they've actually made good movies. It's an excellent version. Do you like it? You've never seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh my gosh, Jennifer. I think you would like it.
One of the earliest film adaptations.
Yes, 34 or something.
35. Do you know who it starred as Scrooge? It was also called Scrooge.
Give me the initials. I think I get it off the initials.
S.H.
No.
Seymour Hicks.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he's ever done anything else.
That's the first one that ever made it to the movies, 1934?
It's an early one. That's why I don't know if it's 100%.
Okay.
This modernization of Christmas Carol was produced to promote American support for the UN in 1964. It's a play on the title of Christmas Carol.
A Christmas conference.
Carol for Another Christmas, but that's a good guess.
I'd never heard of that one.
This 1970 Scrooge is a musical adaptation. And it stars A.F. and A.G.
A.F. and A.G.?
A.F. was in Annie a few years
later. Albert Finney.
And Alec Guinness.
Ooh, that's some star power.
Yes, a musical even.
Albert Finney's not a great singer. Why is he in all these musicals?
I don't know. You know, that was filmed at Monmouth University.
Annie?
Mm-hmm.
That was Daddy Warbucks' mansion or something?
Mm-hmm.
Woodrow Wilson's mansion? Okay.
In this 1979 adaptation of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, the Scrooge figure is a miserly businessman in Depression-era New England.
Oh, is that the Henry Winkler one?
An American Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not a bad one, actually.
No, I've seen that one. 1988, a modern, dark-humored interpretation of the Dickens story, with Christmas spirits visiting a cynical, selfish TV exec played by...
Scrooged, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. This TV movie brought the first portrayal of Scrooge as a female.
That was with the woman from
that
soap opera.
Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
Owner of a huge department store.
She was...
Ebby.
Ebby, that was it.
Elizabeth Scrooge. And then Cecily Tyson was Ebenezer Scrooge, the managing director of a loan director company, and Catherine Helmond as her deceased business partner, Maud Marley, in this 1997 Ms. Scrooge that was made for TV. Another TV movie made in 2000 premiered on VH1 and is now on Lifetime, with Vanessa Williams in the Scrooge role. As Ebony Scrooge, one-third of the late 1980s pop group called Desire.
Interesting. I never saw that one.
That was a Diva's Christmas Carol. Hmm. Should we do the commercials and finish?
Okay, we got one more commercial break, and then we got...
And then we'll finish the rest of...
Several more Christmas carols to go through right after this.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in 10 short minutes. So I'm giving Jim different descriptions of 19 adaptations of The Christmas Carol. Let's see. These puppet creations tackle Charles
Dickens. The Muppets?
The Muppet.
Christmas Carol. Who was Scrooge? Oh, Michael Caine is Scrooge. Michael Caine's in everything. Watched my wedding video a couple of days
Michael
ago.
Michael Caine was in it.
Darn if Michael Caine wasn't in it.
Let's see. This modern comic retelling of A Christmas Carol. Carol Cartman says bah humbug to the cliches of her fellow Christmas talk show
Cartman?
Hosts.
Is that South Park?
Yeah, it's Carol, A Carol Christmas.
Oh.
Is the name of it. Let's see. George C. Scott.
That's one I used to like. That used to be my favorite one.
I meant to ask you the other way around.
That used to be my favorite one before the Patrick Stewart one.
It's after Patrick Stewart, though.
No, it's not.
No. Oh, 1984, yes. Let's see. This unlikely TV star is Scrooge in this musical adaptation of the Dickens story. He had a self-titled show of the character, which was a spinoff of another popular long-running TV show, KG.
KG is the show or the star?
The star.
KG. Kevin?
Mm-mm.
Ken?
It's an unusual first name.
I don't know.
Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, yeah. I think I do remember that one, actually. He was good. What was the name of that one?
A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Jim Carrey starred in this.
Oh, that's Disney's Christmas Carol.
And then Disney did another one in 1983.
Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Mickey's Christmas Carol. And the last two.
90 years. Mickey Mouse is 90 years old.
He looks great.
Does look pretty good.
Let's see. This is another animated musical version. And it's pretty darn scary.
Mr. Magoo.
Don't you find it scary?
That was the one I always thought of. I think that was the very first one I ever saw and always went back to that one when I thought of the Christmas Carol.
I had like a really big coloring book.
Well, we were kids. That's Christmas why it was Carol. Scary. Yeah. That's why. We were children, Jennifer. What year did that come out?
60s? 1962. It was before me.
Wow.
Yeah. But that was the one we always saw.
I want to see that one again. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
And then 1938, this is another classic starring Who is Scrooge?
1968?
38, I'm sorry.
38?
R.O.
Reginald Owen.
Yes, which is, I believe, the one we show at the
I think that's my father's favorite one.
And that's it.
19? I thought there'd be more versions, actually.
There may be. Like I said, I don't know if this is an exhaustive list.
Well, I can't think of one that you didn't mention, so... And I would... No, I can't. Very good. I mentioned last week on the show how somebody made a mashup of all the Christmas carols and to tell it one time, but just took snippets of each one and keep switching off to tell the whole story. You got to see that. It's very clever. Do it on YouTube sometime. You're just guessing me off, Jennifer.
I'm writing these things down.
You're not writing anything down. I can see you. Just because our audience can't see you, I can see you. Okay. So we may or may not be here. So we got to get rid of all our... Why don't you do your Christmas poem that you usually do?
Well, because I read it as we leave.
Okay. Are you doing that today?
When you play Whoville in the background.
Oh, is that what you want today?
No.
I could do it.
Does that mean we're definitely not going to be here next week?
I don't know. All right, we'll try to be here next week. We will make a Christmas pinky promise to be here next week. Because I want to read that Ogden Nash poem. That's become a tradition.
But we don't have to do the whole. We don't have to do the whole hour.
The boy who laughed at Santa Claus.
Oh, not Jabez.
J.B.'s Dawes. Very cautionary tale by Ogden Nash. And if you gather your children around the radio... to listen to that story. And then Jennifer used to tell one about a Spalding ball.
I was actually talking about my Spalding this morning, wishing I had it.
Here we go.
How many years ago was this? I don't know. Because James was using...
You ever hear of dry rot?
James had one of our stress balls today, and he's like, you want it? I'm like, no, I want my Spalding back.
Buy another one.
I could.
I'm going to buy it. Spalding, is that what it is?
You're the one who broke it.
Because it was dry rotted. You cannot supposed to. I can put that thing on Main Street and have a truck run over it. It's supposed to be fine. But when it's... How old is your Spalding ball?
I don't know.
It was dry rotted out.
You also broke my yardstick.
Yeah, what else did I break? I taped it back up. If I'm not mistaken, your yardstick is still functional.
It is. I can't beat people with it anymore, though.
Yeah, you can. I just send more of a message.
It's a breakaway.
Snaps. A breakaway yardstick. Okay.
Just a note for whoever's... I never beat anybody with a yardstick.
No? I guess you don't have any children. I can't ask you any questions about corporal punishment.
No. I only remember being spanked once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you just an exceptionally good girl? Or?
No, they just weren't spankers.
No. They obviously got their point across. How did they get their point across to you?
I don't know.
Psychological terror?
Probably.
How did they do it? You got to get the point somehow.
Oh, you finished your Christmas shopping?
Our world needs better parenting, Jennifer. I think if our world got better parenting, I think everything would be fine in this world.
Are you finished your Christmas
anybody
shopping?
Did I? Yes, I have.
Good for you.
I'm all done. I've been done for weeks.
Good for you.
I don't know. We didn't do much this year. That's why. So Santa's poor this year, as Mother Walton said, before the dad spent on his whole paycheck, and they had to spend that winter without any money. The unwritten ending to the homecoming. The pilot that started the Waltons Christmas. I just watched that the other day, too. Watched The Gathering with Ed Asner. Classic 1970s made-for-TV Christmas movie that no one has ever heard of anymore, but is one of the finest Christmas shows.
It was not on my list.
Of all time. Where a father, a man finds out he's dying, and he's estranged from his family and decides for the one last Christmas to try to get his family together to kind of make amends. Great, great story. And the great Ed Asner in his prime, starring him and some other, the kids went on to do some things. It's a good story. You can't find it anywhere, Jennifer. It's never on TV. I don't know if you can get it on even on a DVD anymore. The Gathering.
It's pretty funny. When you type in Gathering Ed into Google, it comes up Gathering Ed at Edinburgh Airport, Gathering Ed Dale.
The Gathering. You got to put The Gathering.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, good. Do you have Netflix?
I do not.
I would think, if you've never seen it, Jennifer, you would love this movie.
It sounds like. I think there's another, I think I've seen it.
You must have seen it back in the 70s. It was popular for a little while.
And there was a Gathering 2 TV movie.
Yeah, no, they always, when they have the, they always ruin it. That's probably why everybody forgets the original good one.
Okay. Maureen Stapleton was in it, was the wife.
That is correct.
And Veronica Hamill.
Yes.
Gregory Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Gregory Harrison went on to be in that one medical show.
Stephanie Zimbalist.
Telling you. Okay, Jennifer, it's time.
It's time.
It's time.
So if you're in the area tonight, stop by the library and congratulate the winners of the gingerbread contest. And until next time, remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Merry Christmas.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In eastern Indiana, police say a teen suspect exchanged gunfire with officers outside a middle school earlier this morning before killing himself. No other students are hurt. Police have not released many details, though, surrounding that shooting at the Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond.
I will always treasure the friendships that began here.
Republican Senator from Arizona Jeff Flake on the Senate floor minutes ago as he makes a farewell speech and warns America's democracy is under attack.
This is not a normal time, and that the threats to our democracy from within and without are real. And none of us can say with confidence how the situation that we now find ourselves in will turn out.
In a similar speech yesterday, 84-year-old retiring Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch lamented a lack of compromise in the Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
President Trump is reportedly telling people close to him that he is getting more and more worried about the possibility of being impeached. An NBC News report says a number of people claim the president's fears are rising as the consequences of federal investigations of his associates start to sink in. The president reportedly also worried about congressional investigations after Democrats take control of the U.S. House next year.
He's fighting for America and American people every day.
In a Fox interview with Sean Hannity, that's First Lady Melania Trump, saying she believes in what her husband is doing in the White House and doesn't listen to his detractors.
He wants to govern the right way, and sometimes it's tough because you could see that media wants to bash and focus on negativity.
Just announced inductees for the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. They include Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, and Def Leppard. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now.